Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you the exciting news that my second oldest sister, Caitlin, is engaged.
Very exciting.
Yes, so she did attend our Z102.9 wedding show and celebration expo, and man, oh man, did that help her, because she has already put her full body into wedding planning. Like, I wouldn't even say a foot. The whole body's in there.
She's running. She's not walking.
She dived deep in there, because I was shocked this morning when I got a Facebook message in our family group chat, and it is a little cute little screenshot of her wedding invitation.
Uh-huh.
Date set and everything. Sounds like the date's in August. And I'm just wondering when I actually get this in the mail. And then I get the actual like invitation and stuff. Can I put down that I'm going to have a plus one when I don't know if I'm going to have a plus one in August? Because I'm assuming by then I'll probably find someone. I would hope. It's how many more months? 6 months away. I would assume by then I'll find somebody, right?
A little more than 6 months. That's a good question. Like, because, you know, wedding invitations, you have to RSVP so early.
Because
for food and stuff, I get it.
And I don't want to happen is I say just me. And then I find someone and then I have to be like, oh, sorry, you can't come.
Uh-huh.
Or I have to awkwardly be like, hey, can I squeeze them in? And she doesn't have that budgeted in for another person. So I'm kind of thinking, what if I just now say I have a plus one when I don't?
I don't think that's a bad thing. And
really?
I think if I remember correctly, I did that for my sister's wedding because she had asked long in advance. All of my other siblings were in relationships and I was not. And she sent a message like, hey, I'm assuming everybody's going to have a plus one. And I responded like, I don't know. Like, don't count on me to bring somebody. I don't know. This is a year in advance. And she just kept the spot open.
She did.
And that worked out, because I was like at that weird point in my relationship where I was like, do I bring my boyfriend to the wedding? Like,
do I not?
Doesn't really know the family that well. And luckily she left it open for me because she had a feeling that I would have somebody with me. So I don't think it's like the weirdest, stupidest thing for you to be like, I don't know, plan on somebody being with me.
I mean, worst case scenario, if I don't find anyone, like a guy to go with, do you like cake, Taylor?
I do love cake.
What do you think about being my plus one? You
I
know
love
her.
Cake. I love wedding dances like the Cupid Shuffle. Also, Cotton Eye Joe.
The Macarena.
Pretty good at that one. So yeah, it's manifesting until it's not, and then
then you can be my plus one.
I do know how to tear up a wedding dance floor.
Deal. You're gonna be my plus one because I have a feeling I may not find a guy.
That's fine, as long as I get cake. Then
and
we're
you
even.
Can do the Cotton Eye Joe.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Z102.9.
How do I get the booger off?
A Kleenex.
You would think that's how you get a booger off, but I'm talking about the car booger.
A car booger.
Okay, I didn't know this is what they were called until I saw someone talking about it on TikTok. But you know that little space in your car between the tire and your actual car where like snow and kind of like ice build up and stuff? I got car boogers on every single four of my tires, and I'm trying to like kick them off because they're to the point where I'm like, they've got to be damaging my tires. They are so close to my tires and they're rubbing up against them. I can hear it sometimes like when I make a turn.
That's probably what I've been hearing.
We got to get rid of the car boogers, and I have no idea what to do because I can't use a Kleenex, and I've been trying to kick them. But I'm kicking them so hard to the point I'm going to break a toe. Shocked I haven't yet. So I don't know what to do to get rid of a car booger.
I normally would kick them too, at least in that space. But maybe if they're a little too hard, they're too frozen because it's been real cold lately. This is not professional advice, so please do not come for me if you like damage your car doing this. But what about your scraper?
Like, that's a really good
use it like a sword.
I didn't even think about What if you missed though, and you had like a what if?
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
And
don't
you went for the tire instead.
Do not come for me if you pop your tire or the other end of a shovel, like or a broomstick.
The shovel's also pretty.
I don't know. That would be my first thought. If you stab your tire, it's not my fault.
I thought about hot water, but then I'm like, what happens if I put hot water on it?
I have no idea. I know that it'll crack your windshield. I don't know if that'll crack
your tires
or something.
I got to figure out how to get rid of the car booger, though.
Well, I learned something new. I didn't know my car had boogers.
You do now.
Now you can use your scraper as a sword to get it off.
I hope you don't do it, though, because I feel like it's going into bad.
I'm not
going
to try it for myself.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like I'm going to be poking the bear a little bit because this is a little sensitive of a topic.
Okay.
I want to talk about tipping culture.
I'm down. Let's do it.
It has been such a hot topic because it feels like everywhere you go, there's an option to tip, whether it be the coffee drive-thru or
you order just takeout and they want you to tip and you're like, do I tip? I don't know.
Right. And I have a lot of anxiety about it because I always feel like, oh, if it's there, I probably should be tipping.
If they're offering it, I should be doing it. That's how I feel.
I can't wait to get your opinion on something that is going viral on TikTok. This girl is getting married, actually. So this will be, I'll be interested to hear if this is something that your sister goes through as she is wedding dress shopping, because she posted a TikTok, she's from Salt Lake City, about chiming in on the conversation of tipping culture and the weirdest place that you've been asked to tip. And she shared that she was shopping for her wedding dress. And as she found her dream dress, she was checking out. And as she went to pay, they flipped the iPad around and it asked for a tip, which I wouldn't expect necessarily on a wedding dress. And now she didn't reveal how much she paid for the dress. She kind of hinted that it was like over $3,000, more like $3,500. So, you know, normally it's percentages on those iPads, like 10, 15, 20, 25. A 20% tip on her dress would probably have been around $700 more than she was already paying, but she ended up just choosing custom tip and left $50, which would add up to be around 1.5% of the dress total.
Honestly, $50 isn't too bad.
So now people are commenting on her video like, do you think, is that an appropriate place to be leaving a tip, is when you're dress shopping for your wedding or not?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It depends on the situation. I'm assuming she had help from somebody. Like there was I don't know what they're called, but like
a stylist
who was assisting her. Now I would like to know, does that stylist get
commission?
Because if the stylist gets commission, in my opinion, they should not get a tip. And I used to work at Victoria's Secret and we got commission. They no longer the people who are on the floor who are trying to sell you things,
right?
They no longer get at least on to my understanding no longer get commission anymore. But that was the sell. That's how I made sure I was giving the best service to
right.
my
it's
customers.
Incentive.
Plus, I had to go through so much training to understand the bras and everything that we were selling.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to get that little commission for all the like training and the work that I had to put in. Now, I would assume she's getting the stylist is getting a commission. So then I would say they would not get a tip. Because when I was getting commission, I would not want to get a tip. I'm
right.
already getting commission. I don't need to get a tip on top of it. But if they're not, then I say, yeah, they should get a tip.
Well, yeah.
Because they're working really hard. And I'm assuming they're getting just as much training as I was at Victoria's Secret. They
have to be
getting way more.
And that's such a special experience that I'm sure they put a lot of thought into. Like you're trying to make the bride-to-be's vision come to life. So I'm sure it is definitely tons of work. But I'm with you. Like if you're getting commission for it, that's your incentive to
100%
to do your job well and make it a great experience. So I don't know, especially when you think about like that tip being $700 extra.
I also feel like it shouldn't go with the 18% because that's a lot of money. I think like the $50 was enough. Like the $50, even though that's a 1.5 or whatever you said it was, I feel like that's enough.
I feel like I missed out on a wrong career choice, maybe. They're making bank.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
After 13 long, long, very, very long years, LimeWire is back, baby.
I am shocked because I feel like there was like, I don't know, it was the big scary monster that everybody like used but didn't want to admit to.
No, you didn't want to.
And now I think especially now that we know, like, you kind of have to pay for
the music.
I wouldn't probably
There's
test
a thing called copyright.
Right. Yeah. I think everybody's kind of on the same page. So I don't know that I would test my luck with that.
Okay. It's a little bit better now. I think everybody, like, it's safe to say everybody tried it right at one point. And you were like, am I going to put some type of virus on my computer? I don't know. Because it was sketchy.
You definitely did.
Right. Well, it's back and it's not anything like it used to be. The only thing that's similar to the original website is honestly the name. That is it.
Okay.
So LimeWire is the same name. However, the website is not the same. You cannot go onto it and illegally download music like we all did back 13 years ago. Okay. That's not the point of the website now. The point of the website is that users can create AI-made like songs with like a press of a button. So it's letting users describe a song or a track that they want to hear through a written prompt, such as like you can just say the type of mood you're in, like I'm sad, I'm happy, or maybe like a genre. Maybe you want to hear something country. Maybe you want to hear something pop or hip hop or whatever. Or you could also upload a picture, you like maybe a selfie of yourself or a picture of like a vacation you took of something and you want to hear a song that's similar to that vacation you took. You could put a color in, like maybe yellow is your favorite color. You could do a shape, square, triangle, whatever it may be. And then the AI will then come up with a song that it thinks best fits what you're trying to come up with.
Interesting.
Now, they have admitted that there are going to be some bad songs that come out of this, right?
Right.
Like if you put triangle, who knows if triangle is going to be a good song? I don't know.
I'd be more scared of what would come out of a picture of myself.
That's what I want to know. I kind of want to do this. I kind of want to put a selfie in, and then I want to know how sad is the song.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm nervous about. Like, is AI going to be like, oh, she looks like she's lived a rough life.
This one's rough. It's definitely a sad song.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes the best way to solve your problem is to write it out and let your friends give you some good old-fashioned advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Dear Destiny is. You send us your problems to our email, thosegirls@kzia.com, and then the wisest person in the building, Destiny.
It's me. That's me.
Will give her advice or how you should handle it. So if you're ready, we had another message pop up in our inbox.
I'm totally ready to hear today's message.
Let's hear what this guy has to say.
Dear Destiny, I've been dating a new girl and she's super hot. I find her attractive. We have so much in common, but she's a horrible kisser. Like way too much tongue and sometimes even teeth. What do I do?
Dude, okay. This reminds me of a time that I dated a guy in high school who was super hot and he sucked at kissing too.
I feel like everybody's had at least one where you're like, can I get over this? How do I deal with this? Because I'm so attracted to them, but they're terrible at this.
Terrible, terrible. So I think the best advice I could give is that you're going to have to train her to be better, right? But that's not, you don't want to, I feel like if you train her though, that you're going to lose that like intimacy, you know, that romance and stuff. So you should hire somebody else to do it.
Oh, do you have a suggestion of where they should hire that person out of?
I don't know, maybe your best friend, like a single friend.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, just like a guy dude that's a friend that's single.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Because I think if you're training them, it's going to ruin the romance.
What am I talking here? Like hire them for like...
just kissing.
Private lessons like once a week or what are we talking?
Yeah, once a week, private lessons, kissing lessons, 30 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Hire somebody to give lessons. All right. Well, I guess you can let us know what you would do in this situation if you were really attracted to someone and they were a terrible kisser. What would you do?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't think it matters how old you get. Sometimes you just need some good old advice.
That's true.
Be it from your parents or two strangers on the radio.
Well, and dude, honestly, sometimes you don't want to go to your parents because it's embarrassing.
Right.
You're like, I don't know if my mom and dad are going to judge me for this, but guess what? I will never judge you.
Right. Our inbox is always open. Those girls at KZIA.com. And we got a message today from a guy who is in a new relationship. He is really into this girl. She's super hot. They have a lot in common, but he's come to realize, like, she's a pretty bad kisser. He doesn't like the amount of tongue she's using. There's, like, teeth being thrown around in the situation. He's not into it, but he's really into her. So he asked what he should do.
I think to not ruin, like, the romance or anything, he should just hire somebody else, like a good friend of his, somebody he can trust, to give her some good kissing lessons.
Private lessons.
Yeah, private lessons.
Okay, well, Al.
Plus, if it's his friend, he can be like, hey, tell her that I like the tongue this way. You know?
All right. Al, what do you think he should do?
Well, I say that you just be honest with the person and just say, hey, can we kiss a little bit differently? Because I just don't like the way you kiss. And just be honest.
Now, do you think, like, when's the right time to do that? Are you, like, making out and pulling away and being like, hey, here's some pointers? Or is that something you should bring up, like, not in the heat of the moment?
I would bring that up before you get in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
I would just sit down over dinner or lunch or something like that and say, hey, I've been wanting to talk to you about this, but when we kiss, you kiss a little bit differently than I do, and I was just wondering if maybe we can come to a happy medium. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I don't like that much tongue or whatever the heck it is that she's doing. And just be totally honest. I've been married for over 40 years, and that's what does the key to our marriage has been, is be honest with each other. If you don't like something, just be polite about it and say it and go from there.
Okay, honesty is the best policy.
I guess that's what they did teach us in school.
That is true. I believe I remember that from, like, second grade, maybe. Trevor, what do you think he should do?
I would say we would have lots of kissing sessions to see if we can better each other. Maybe we'll help each other out if we just kiss more, and maybe she won't be as nervous or be thinking about it too much, and that way it'll help us both out.
How do you tell her that she's using too much tongue and that the teeth are becoming a problem, though?
I'd be like, you got like a crazy turbo tongue. Like, what's going on there? Maybe we slow it down a little. It's like a nice romantic rom-com. We're just going in for that slow-mo kiss instead of like the rapid-fire turbo tongue.
like put on a little bit of Usher, maybe. I don't know. Slow things down.
You know
down.
What? I do like that he if you gave me a description, turbo tongue.
I would laugh and then I'd be like, oh, I get
what
you're saying.
I didn't know I had a turbo tongue. Now I know. That's a good, and then he said rom-com, and I'm like, okay, so slow it down a little bit more. That was a really good description.
Yeah, you got to find those buzzwords that are going to, like, connect in her brain.
Can you imagine being told you had a turbo tongue?
I would be kind of flattered and then also be like, is that a bad thing? I don't know. Dee Dee, what do you think he should do about this bad kissing situation?
I once had a guy who told me that he just wanted to suck me in. So I was like, oh, so what you got to do is be really honest. Be really honest about it. Be really nice and kind. Say what you have to say with love. And just basically be like, hey, you know, we have this chemistry. You're really slobbing on me. You're drooling on me, you know, but I'm feeling you. I don't want to talk to anybody else. I don't want to be with anybody else. Can I show you what I do like?
Okay. I like that. Direct, honest, but still loving.
But like, I did it with a boyfriend. I promised. And I was laughing when I said, because he did. He literally flopped on my face. And I was like, oh, my God. What are you, a dog?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he started laughing with me. And he was like, sorry, I love you so much. I want to suck you in. I was like, oh, God.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Just imagine, it's Bachelor Monday. You just poured yourself a big glass of wine, and then Destiny's on your TV screen. I'm thinking big picture for 2024.
Could you imagine? Iowa radio DJ is on The Bachelor. Oh my God.
I've got big goals, okay? I feel like you're moaning and whining about your dating apps and how it's not working out. So I am going to take some action for you and apply for you to be on some dating shows. I'm starting with The Bachelor because that was kind of the one that everybody in the building's been talking about.
That's what everyone thinks I'd be really, really good at. And she really did apply for me to be on The Bachelor.
I did. Because you can go to bachelornation.com/apply. And you can apply. You haven't applied for yourself because you can hit I want to apply or nominate somebody. So I nominated you for The Bachelor because they're looking for women to date. Not for this upcoming season, but I'm guessing the season after. So let me tell you about my process because I did this yesterday and I just sat over here and giggled and told you nothing.
I'm so nervous what you put down.
Well, I had to give a little bit of my information, like my name, my email, my phone number, and then my relationship to the person you're nominating. So I said she's my co-host on our super awesome radio show. Yeah. I wanted to know that. It's pretty cool.
Tune in 3 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, plug.
Central time.
I should have done that. Shoot. And then it quickly switched to you. So I obviously put your name, your birth date, height and weight, which I did ask you about that. And you're like, can we just put the like dream weight that we all lie about?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, totally. Why not? Do you have kids? Have you been married before? I put your email address. I put your work email because this is a business exchange now.
Yeah, this is.
Because we're, you know, doing it on company time or whatever. I did put your phone number. So I will ask that you answer all unknown numbers because it could be Jesse Palmer.
Okay.
I have a lot of hopes that.
I did have one from Colorado Springs yesterday.
Did you answer?
That was before, though, I think.
Okay,
could you imagine, though? They did leave a voicemail. I haven't checked it yet.
Jeez, you should. You got to be on top of it now. Okay, for the next like 6 months, you have to answer every phone call probably.
Got it.
Your occupation, I put that you're a radio personality. And that you've never been to a Bachelor casting event. And then there was like a text box of why they would like to be on the show. So I was writing why I think you wanted to be on the show. This was the most fun part.
No.
Besides, I also like linked all of your social medias and
you
uploaded.
Did?
Yeah, I also uploaded
like
a photo.
My personal Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now? Do you know how many embarrassing photos from middle school is on there?
It adds to your story.
Oh, God.
They need something to pull from, you know?
Oh,
and then
I
chose a photo and I uploaded it.
Which photo?
Your profile picture.
Okay, good. Okay, that one I look good in. Okay, right, good.
Because I knew you took it recently. Okay, so then obviously I wrote a little blurb of why they would like to be on the show. So can I tell you what I wrote?
I'm nervous.
I hope Jesse Palmer gets to read this.
Okay.
I said, Destiny would be the perfect candidate for The Bachelor. You need a token crier? She's constantly in her feels.
You did not say that.
Yeah, I did. I can show you the screenshot if you want.
You need a token crier.
Yeah, she's constantly in her feels. After weeding out the losers in the last few months, she is ready to find her Mr. Right. Someone to do the cooking because she burns everything.
That's true.
Listen to Post Malone with her.
Oh, ooh.
This is a non-negotiable.
Did you write that non-negotiable?
Yeah, I put it in parentheses.
I like that.
And send her flowers while she's at work so she can show off and brag to her coworkers.
Dude, you nailed me.
Whoever the Bachelor is, they should know they're in for a wild ride with DJ Destiny.
You called me DJ Destiny.
I did. So I'm just saying if you get on the show,
they're going to call me DJ Destiny. That's not what I go by.
And it's all thanks to me.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's that time of year that everybody's kind of feeling that seasonal depression settling in. And yeah, you may think about like, oh, it's really hard to go to work. And I don't know, my mood's just not so great because the weather's crap. But did you ever consider that that could be affecting your dating life?
I didn't until honestly just now. And now I'm going to be thinking about it quite a lot.
Well, yeah, because I feel like everybody thinks of like the fun time of dating to be summertime. Summer yeah. flings. But there has been a new dating trend that is emerging for the deep, dark winter time. And I feel like I need to tell you about it so that you're aware of it. And that is called thawing. Like if the ice was thawing the way that we wish it all would right now. But it's not. So thawing is... You're not going to like this at all. It's when you get back together with someone you previously had frozen out of your life, whether that be an ex or an ex fling or somebody that you matched with on a dating app and you kind of just like ended it. You froze them out of your life, whether it be ghosted them or cut them off or blocked them and everything. But thawing is when you are like, maybe. And then you do that thing where you open up their contact and you send that message that says, hey. And then you end up going for another go with that person that you froze out.
No, I'm good.
That is thawing.
I am so good.
So you're not going to be reaching
I'm
out
gonna
to anybody.
I'm not going to be the thawer. Wait, would that be what I am? I'm not going
to thaw. The thawer. Yeah, the one that's reaching out to somebody you froze out. Would you fall for it if somebody reached out to you?
I told you this. This happened the other day.
I remember. That's why I was like, she should maybe put a name to this.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he was reaching out because Valentine's Day is coming up, and I thought maybe he wanted like a... like somebody to be there for
that's
him.
That's part of this.
Which maybe
going back to somebody that you're like, well, I need somebody for Valentine's Day and they're probably reliable. We did it once. Why not again?
And he keeps trying to come back. This is his third time.
So what was the first message of the thawing?
Do you want to know?
I do.
Do you really want to know?
Because was it, hey?
Okay, I don't even care anymore. You know what he said? Okay, so first off, it was hey. And then I was like... hello. And then he's like, I really want to like,
oh God,
I can't take this seriously because even I'm laughing about it. He's like, I really want to do this, try this again. I'm going to give it like all my all. And like, I want to give it a fair shot. And I'm like, you didn't do it the second time. So what are you going to change about the third time?
But did you answer?
Hold up.
Yeah, okay.
No. I was like, I'm interested in knowing more, and I would like to have a... We have not talked on the phone, but I do want to have a phone call with him because I am going to destroy him.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is I'm going to call him out for all those things. I'm going to be like, the first two times you said you were going to do this and you didn't, and I am waiting for that phone call. Call me anytime. I'm ready. I've got my notebook.
I'll believe that when I see it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I really, really, really need help right now because I am freaking out for the plans that I have on Sunday.
You get married?
Girl, I can't even get a date sometimes, so that's not happening for me. No, my sister, she got engaged in December and she is just going head first into wedding planning.
Yeah.
This girl is already on top of it. She's trying on dresses this weekend. Sounds like we're going on Sunday. It's going to be my second oldest sister, Caitlin, me, and then my other oldest sister, Amy.
Okay.
And we're all going to go. And I'm freaking out because I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this moment. When we are there, and I'm assuming I'm going to be sitting in like a chair, right?
Maybe you've been watching Say Yes to the Dress.
Girl, you know me so well.
And I love
assuming
that show.
We're sipping on some bubbly. I don't know.
You could only hope.
Right? She comes out in a dress, and I actually think it don't look that good on her. What do I do? Do I say, Caitlin, that doesn't look good on you?
Mm.
Do I keep my mouth shut and I, wow, you look beautiful. But deep down, I don't think she looks good. And then later on, she finds out 2 years from now that I actually didn't think she looks good. Like, what do I do in that moment? Or like, because I'm thinking mostly of Say Yes to the Dress. I feel like there are moments when you watch that show, which is one of my favorite shows, there are people who are so brutally honest.
There's always one villain.
Right. Do I be that villain? Do I not be that villain? Will she appreciate me if I am?
Right.
Or would she not appreciate me if I am? Like, I'm spiraling right now. I'm overthinking it. I have no idea what to do. And I only have a couple days to figure this out.
Okay, so...
Have you done this?
No, I have not.
Oh, crap.
My oldest sister is the only one that's got married, and she did dress shopping just with my mom, because I think she was, like, not really down for that many opinions. Plus, one of my sisters lives out of state, so she didn't want to just leave one person out for not being able to get to Iowa in time. So I didn't really have to worry about that. So I never really thought that too, like, that far deep into it. Because I probably would be like, oh my gosh, how much am I supposed to say?
Right.
I don't want to be the one who, like, tears down her favorite dress of the day.
Right.
But, okay, I am answering your question with some questions.
Oh God, here we go.
Number one, in your relationship with your sister, do you feel like you could tell her an outfit looks stupid? You know what I mean? Like, in a normal, if she was getting ready to go out to the bars and she's like, hey, how do I look? Would you feel comfortable saying, yeah, it's okay, I hate that top?
I would work around it.
Okay.
I would be very polite about it. I'd be like, I think that there's another top for you, maybe.
Okay. Now, is your other sister's relationship with her like that? Is she close enough with her that she could say something's ugly?
I'm really worried about hurting her feelings. I think Amy is probably also worried, but also has been there, done that. So she...
Because she's been married.
She's been married. So I think she would be a little bit more brutally honest.
It's coming from a place of, like, I've done this before. Okay. Because I... Back to say yes to the dress. I feel like there can only really be one bad cop. Somebody has to be good cop. So maybe you need to have that conversation with Amy.
And be like, who's going to be bad cop?
Right. Or, hey, if you feel like I'm, like, going in too hard, will you make sure that you are...
Tone me down.
Yes. Checking me when she's in the dressing room, like, Destiny, chill out. My other piece of advice, as somebody who's never done this, I heard this somewhere and I don't know where, but this thing called a compliment sandwich. So let's say she walks out in a dress and you think it is the ugliest thing you've ever seen.
Okay.
You hate it. And she's like, okay, what do you guys think? Because
she's
going to
do that. And I'm freaking out about that.
You would pick something you like about it. Hey, I really love how the neckline looks. However, the waist isn't super flattering on you, but I really like the lace trim on the bottom. So you start with a compliment. You say the thing that you don't really like, and then you end with a compliment. Because nobody wants to stand up in a dress in front of people and have them be like, well, that does not flatter your body type at all, and just hear that over and over and over.
Right.
So pick out the things you do like.
Okay.
And sandwich them in the brutal honesty.
But what if she only hears the compliment and she didn't hear the brutalness?
Well, then it's her wedding day, and she'll have to look at those photos forever.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
I am so terrified that this Sunday could end my good relationship with my sister, Caitlin. We are going wedding dress shopping because she got engaged in December, which, congratulations. And now she's doing the next step, getting a dress. And she's invited me and my second oldest sister, Amy. Mm. We are going to go dress shopping with her this weekend. And I'm afraid that I'm not going to fill the role correctly the way that she would like me to.
Right, because it could be a really fun trip, a really positive, awesome, easy, she finds it right away. Or it could be a couple hours and you're like, do I tell her that I actually hate this?
Right, like, I don't know if she wants me to be the villain, like you see on Say Yes to the Dress, or does she want me to just nod my head and say yes? I'm freaking out. I don't want us to end bad. I love her. I want us to still be in a good relationship.
Okay, Tabitha, what do you think? How much input should be given at a wedding dress try on?
You ask them up front. You ask your sister up front. So, do you want my honest opinion before we go into this, or do you want to ask her?
Okay, so give her the option beforehand.
Okay, that's a really good one.
Before the day of. Well, what do you think?
I 100% agree with the compliment sandwich. Find something that you don't love. Kind of express that in the nicest, most appropriate way, but then also give it a compliment.
That might be a nice way to keep your thoughts organized.
That's easy for me to memorize, a sandwich. You know what I mean? I love food.
I love me a sandwich.
I love me a sandwich. So I'll remember that.
Jenny, what do you think she should do?
My opinion is if you're invited to somebody's dress shopping, then they're inviting your opinions as well. Because if you're not invited, then maybe you are too harsh. But I would want to hear honest feedback, maybe not negative feedback. Like if I look like trash in a dress, I don't want to hear it. But the advice you could say is, I like this dress more because of this and this. But don't ever say that dress looks ugly because of this and this. I would just highlight why other dresses look better.
Oh, she makes a good point. Like, you've been invited, which means she does value your opinion.
She cares about my opinion. I didn't even think about that. I thought she was just inviting me because I'm her sister. I didn't think about that. Maybe that too.
Could be an automatic. But I'm serious. If she was like, oh God, Destiny's going to come and just tell me I'm ugly and everything, she probably wouldn't invite you.
She would have just invited the other sister. Or she could have invited friends.
Or nobody at all. She could have gone by herself.
She could have gone by herself.
So clearly she wants some input.
She wants my opinion.
That's
important. But I still need to know. Good or bad opinion, you know what I mean?
Right. Bree, what do you think about this?
So my suggestion is come up with a pros and cons list and talk about what is important for the dress to have going into the session. So like if it's important to your sister that she be able to dance in her dress, that she be able to go to the bathroom in her dress without having somebody come with her, that it's on budget. Yeah, just the different characteristics that she's looking for, and then do pros and cons of each dress she tries on so that she knows going into it that that's the plan, that you're going to pro-con everything.
That is genius because, I've never been in a wedding dress. However, anytime I've watched TV shows, it's like it looks like such an overwhelming experience that you're like kind of blinded by the glitz and the glamour that you may lose sight. So that is such a great idea.
Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.